NATO is expanding its military presence in Afghanistan this summer and taking control of the most turbulent part of the country, the South. The move is expected to ease the burden on the U.S. military. The U.S. accounts for more than half of the foreign forces in Afghanistan and the overwhelming majority of foreign casualties. The Taliban has intensified its attacks this year, and there are worries that NATO countries could come under pressure to pull out if they take heavy casualties. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to the southern city of Kandahar and filed this report.
Since the fall of the Taliban, Kandahar Airfield has been an overwhelmingly American military base. That started to change last February, though, when thousands of Canadian, British, Dutch, and Romanian troops began moving in to this dusty airbase in the middle of the desert. These soldiers spill into the main dining tent every night, dressed in an array of different colored camouflage uniforms, speaking in various languages and accents. NATO is deploying roughly 6,000 soldiers to southern Afghanistan this summer, allowing the U.S. military to pull some 3,000 of its troops out of the country. The move will mark a big change for the Europeans and Canadians who have, until recently, limited their military role here to serving as peacekeepers in the most stable parts of the country. Francesc Vendrell, the EU's special envoy to Afghanistan, says this was a mistake.
We are likely to have a difficult summer. And I think it's important that European countries realize that when they send military forces to Afghanistan, they're sending them because there are security problems and that there may be casualties, much as we all try to avoid them.
The Taliban is fighting harder than ever before in the four southern provinces where NATO is taking charge. The question many Afghan and NATO military officers are asking is whether Europeans and Canadians are willing to bleed to help stabilize Afghanistan. Major Alan Case is an American advisor to the Afghan army in Kandahar.
Our coalition partners, you know, there was a lot of controversy for them to come over in the first place, and a lot of governments had to approve their forces to be deployed to Afghanistan. So the Taliban know that. Al-Qaeda knows that. And if they can get some of those countries to pull out, like some countries have pulled out of Iraq, then they have a victory.
At the brand new Afghan National Army base in Kandahar, a young soldier named Marak Zamarai says he has fought the Taliban over the years alongside different foreign troops, but he is not impressed with the Europeans.
When something happens, you know, if we're with the Americans stop the cars and they say lie down and start to fight. But I've been with the other soldiers of the other countries, and those cowards, you know, when something has happened, they've turned around their cars and have run away as they've escaped and left us alone, you know. That's not good.
Canadian troops here are quick to dispute that assertion. They were the first of the new NATO soldiers to be tested in sustained battle against the Taliban. Soldiers from the Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry reload their weapons by their bunks in between missions to Kandahar's Panjwai district, where weeks of fighting have forced thousands of residents to flee. Canadian commanders say they have killed up to 100 Taliban in some of the most intense fighting Canadian troops have seen since the Korean War. Six Canadian soldiers and a diplomat have been killed here this year, and at least 22 Canadians have been wounded. Corporal Michael Kral has recently seen friends fall in battle.
One of my buddies, his face was peppered with shrapnel. I had buddies who got shot. I lost a pretty good buddy. It pisses me off.
Kral says the Canadian soldiers are now proving themselves in combat after serving for years as peacekeepers.
Now it's like our turn to go out and show that we could fight too.
The next step for the NATO forces here will be the deployment of Dutch troops to remote Oruzgan province, the birthplace of Taliban leader Mullah Omar. That's scheduled to take place at the end of July. The Dutch commander, Colonel Willem van der Bos, says he is expecting casualties, and he's not sure whether public opinion back home is ready to accept this kind of sacrifice.
You have to realize, to get some mentality in the minds of the military and to the people, that you have to pay this price to do it. And if after a year the Netherlands or the Canadians are not prepared to pay that price, well, then you see the consequences.
Ivan Watson, NPR News.